What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And getting on back to our news here, just had an article come on in. Apparently, Loretta Lynch was doing a TV interview on Meet the Press, and Chuck Todd asked her if it wasn't time for her to recuse herself from the Clinton FBI email investigation and appoint a special counsel in order to assure absolute integrity and avoid the appearance of a conflict of interest in the case or obstruction of justice. And Loretta Lynch just evaded the issue, refused to talk about it. She might as well have a flashing neon sign on her forehead, obstructing, obstructing, obstructing. And I know why they're all scared. Because if I'm correct about what Hillary was doing with that email server and her charitable foundation, that is a scandal that could destroy the credibility of the entire federal government. And everybody wants to protect that secret, not because they love Hillary, but because they want to protect their own cushy jobs, living off the public trough as long as they can. That's what's going on. That's what corrupts them all. They don't want to give up their cushy little jobs and the offices and all the staff and things that make them feel good about themselves. All right, turning to the economic news, Iran has just become the seventh full member of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. This is another one of these multinational economic blocs that are growing and challenging the U.S.-dominated global banking system. You had BRICS, which is why the U.S. is trying to destroy Brazil and trying to start wars with Russia and China. And you have the Shanghai Organization, which is led by Russia and China. And that's why the U.S. is trying to start wars with them. And for you parents with military age children or about to be military age, this is something you need to understand and accept. The U.S. government is willing to send your children to be killed and crippled in an argument over whose brand of ink and paper the world will continue to use for global trade and banking. That's what it all comes down to. Everything else is window dressing. Article out of MichaelJournal.org, The History of Banking Control in the United States. And the headline is a little misleading because he's talking about the global scam of private central banking and how what they're really after is control. They have all the wealth. They know those pieces of paper and ink aren't really worth anything. What is of value to them is your belief that you owe them something. And there was that famous, I think it was called the Credit River case, where a man was able to stop the foreclosure on his home by pointing out the bank hadn't actually given him anything of value. They just typed numbers into a computer, created the number out of thin air, by which they obligated him to work for anybody with stacks of paper and ink to do as they told him to do. And the court agreed with him. And it didn't help that the bankers, the bank's own president came out and said, yeah, that's how we do business. We just create the money out of thin air. We put it in your account. And after it's in your account and you buy your house or car or whatever, yes, you are obligated to work and do what you're told by anybody with stacks of ink and paper. And the man blocked the foreclosure, at which point his lawyer was disbarred and the judge in the case met a strange death shortly thereafter. And while that Credit River case has never been overturned, it's been simply declared bad law, and nobody's allowed to cite it as a legal precedent in their foreclosures. These are money junkies. They're addicts. They behave just like addicts. And we don't see them as addicts because they're dressed nice. They've got fancy cars. Everybody treats the rich people differently. Behavior that we would consider crazy for ordinary people, the rich, they're simply being eccentric. They're not crazy. They're just eccentric. those of you in California familiar with the Winchester Mansion, you understand what I'm talking about here. Now, the New York Federal Reserve has actually issued a warning about the revival of the subprime mortgage phenomenon. This is what led to the 2008 collapse. But there's a difference now. All of these subprime mortgages are now insured by the government, meaning you, the American people. So when it blows up again, as it will, because it is a bubble, it's going to explode for the exact same reasons it did in 2008. The salvaging of Wall Street at your expense is now already built into the system. They're not going to have to come out and say, well, we need a bailout, we need TARP, we need this, and deal with all the negative repercussions. Now it's hardwired in. They can make money off their subprime mortgages, and if the mortgages collapse, well, they still get their money. It's a no-lose situation for Wall Street and an always-lose situation for the American people. Another story coming on out, the Investment Watch blog, everybody's wondering how the American stock market can continue its high course when the underlying value of the companies just isn't there, manufacturing's in decline, all of the consumer indications are in decline. How does the stock market stay up? Well, we know there's rigging going on. And according to this story, central banks are directly buying stocks using dark pools. They're trying to hide what they're doing, but they're basically buying up stocks as fast as they can. And the problem with that is the stocks are overvalued. And when the correction inevitably happens, these central banks are going to be holding these giant pools of worthless stocks that could render them instantly insolvent. And they'll just crank up the printing presses and the computers, and we'll be in Zimbabwe territory, carrying around paper notes saying $100 trillion. All right, quick shout out to all of our on-air affiliates who are rejoining us now, and don't feel bad about it. We didn't talk about anything important last 6 or 7 minutes. You don't need to worry about that. Let's go to the phones here. John in Barbados, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Yes, I want to caution people. Use of this nerve gas in Syria, I think, is going to be a red line for Russia. If Russia is Russian troops get affected by this nonsense, this weapons of mass destruction, I point the people back to just after the Russian intervention last September, when Putin said, "I hope we don't have to use nukes."
Well, I'm going to have to respectfully disagree with you. And it's entirely possible first of all, if anybody in Syria other than the Syrian government were to use chemical weapons on Russia, Russia would be justified in enlarging its presence there, and that's the last thing the U.S. wants. Now, Putin does not want an escalation of any kind. He's playing for time. He understands global support for more wars is rapidly dissolving. He understands that the U.S. government and economic system are already in a case of self-destruction, and all he's got to do is wait. Time is on his side. And so I don't think he's going to respond to any provocation.
I don't know. I mean, the statements coming out of Moscow, and particularly Lavrov, they're losing patience with the Americans completely. They won't separate their favored tech theories from the others, and Russia's
there really isn't a difference between them. It's all a bunch of names they trade back and forth, but we've seen time and time again that, you know, the weapons and supplies the U.S. gives to the so-called moderate rebels, who are hired mercenaries, wind up in the hands of ISIS and Al-Qaeda, who are hired mercenaries.
Yeah, but I'm not convinced that you're right, Michael. If they do one of these nerve gas attacks on, say, the Russian airfield at Khomeini, then everything is off the table.
Well, again, the attack would appear to come from the rebels, and that would only strengthen Russia's position there in Syria in the eyes of the world. And that's why I think that's not going to happen.
And now we get to the Brexit. What an interesting time we're having here.
Oh, yes. They're
nonsense.
Cranking up the Diebold machines there. The ballot stuffers are doing push-ups and jumping jacks. They got to be in top shape to try and steal this election. And it is kind of interesting where all the polls being conducted by the media in Britain are showing 2-1 for leave, 4-1 for leave, and yet you've still got David Cameron out there saying it's really too close to call, which is basically telegraphing. They're going to try and steal the election the way they did the Scottish independence referendum. But there is a big difference. The Scottish independence referendum was a lot closer than the numbers we're seeing in support of leaving the European Union. And again, the fallback position for all of them is it's a non-binding referendum. Parliament can say, well, yes, we understand you want to leave, but we know what's best and we're going to stay. That could actually trigger a revolution itself.
Well, what I'm learning now, Michael, is that lots of the newspapers, and particularly The Sun and others, are putting their reporters out doing exit polls, ready for the exit and taking people's votes, asking them as they come out of the polling stations. And if that shows a massive vote for Brexit and they try and steal this election, it's going to be so obvious. If it's stolen on the 23rd, the revolution begins on the 24th.
And good for them. And because let's face it, the people who are in Parliament, they're not going to stand and fight. They're going to run like heck. Cameron's going to find himself standing there alone pretty much.
Yeah, I would think so. My last thoughts on Okinawa and the Japanese people wanting the American military out. That actually is the position in Europe and in Britain. We want the American military bases closed. Why do they have all these military bases in so-called friendly countries, in allies? It's only to browbeat them and bully them into submission.
That's exactly what it's for. They're our friends because they're afraid to be our enemies. And again, it's a replay of the ancient Roman Empire that held the empire together by garrisoning their legions all across the conquered territories. Then they lost 3 legions up in Germania, and they no longer had enough legions to effectively police the empire, and all the outlying provinces began to break away.
Well, I mean, look at what Merkel's recent statement is about expanding the German military. Militarism is taking over the world.
I see where you're coming from, and I observe that you're right, but I hope that you're wrong, if that makes any sense at all.
Well, unfortunately, experience is triumphs over intellect in this position, because we've experienced it before.
Well, I think a lot of people would view war as a failure of politics. When you can't get what you want through peace and diplomacy and trade, then in order to keep your private central bankers happy, you have to go out and conquer other people's wealth.
Well, I think that they engineer these wars by propagandizing their own population. I mean, in 1913, 1914, Germans ate babies, didn't they?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're seeing it today with all the stuff about coming out from like Pamela Geller and Site Intelligence trying to get us all to hate the Muslims. And we know our government lies to start wars, though. Saddam's nuclear weapons, torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin, the Lusitania was carrying weapons. It's a huge, long list. And at some point, Americans have to stand up and say, yes, in point of fact, our government does lie us into wars, and we have to stop listening to those lies.
Well, I think they made another effort down in Orlando to blame this poor Muslim guy who appears to be an FBI asset or an FBI.
He does, and it's getting really silly out there in Orlando. We're going to be talking about that a little bit later in the show. There's actually been some new developments there as well.
Okay, then, Michael. Well, that's all I have for you. I'm just saying Brexit. I want Brexit.
So do I. So do I. It would be the beginning of the end for the globalists. And that would be a good thing.
And oh, by the way, just before I go, I actually heard someone, the very first person that I've ever heard during all this propaganda and nonsense, to say they were going to vote Remain. Just this one person. Shock, horror.
Well, you know, I did point out yesterday there's an interesting demographic going on when you look at who supports Leave and who supports Remain. The Remain voters are predominantly very young people who've never known any other life but being part of the EU. And the people voting to Leave are the older population who remember how much things better were before the EU. And that is a very, very striking demographic difference.
Okay then, Michael, thanks for having me on again. Hope I've been helpful in the discussions.
Yes, you have, and thank you very much for the phone call. I want to take a step back here to Hillary's email server because there's a new article that just came on in, and I just put it up at whatreallyhappened.com. And this is coming out, a big story at AP, and it's talking about the fact that it's now been discovered there were key security features were disabled on Hillary Clinton's email server. And apparently in December 2010, somebody tried to call attention to the fact that these security systems were disabled. And nothing was done about it. And then, of course, just a couple of weeks later, the server was hacked hard enough to actually shut it down. And one of Clinton's closest aides, Huma Abedin, actually wrote to other high-ranking State Department staff, "Don't email HRC anything sensitive. I can explain more in person." So it's just getting worse and worse and worse out there. All righty, let's see. Now, getting on back to the economy, interesting development. As you know, here on What Really Happened, we've been talking about the 11th marble and all wars are bankers' wars. And up until recently, the corporate media has still been out there saying, well, bankers are great, bankers are wonderful. That's actually starting to change. And over at Zero Hedge, they noticed the corporate media is starting to become very critical of central banking. The central bank isn't being seen as something above reproach and criticism any longer. A lot of people think it has lost control of the spiraling debt, and that is, again, an inevitable occurrence. Because private central banks that create and issue the public currency as a loan at interest are naturally unstable systems. Because by design, they create more debt than money with which to pay that debt. Until the debt crashes the system. And along the way, they just have to find ways to bring new money into existence with more loans. In fact, it was kind of funny. Claire and I were down at our bank the other day just ordering new checks. And we got the hard pressure sell. Don't you want another credit card? We can give you a credit card right now. We'll give you a credit card. No, we're trying to get out of the credit cards. And I mean, I get credit card offers in the mail all the time. They go right into the shredder. It's an unstable system. It has to crash. And right now, because of globalism and all the derivatives exposure, it's all linked together. When it starts to come down, it's all going to come down. Now, if there is wise and prudent government still out there at the state levels, you should be making contingency plans right now to issue your own currency to keep commerce working so that the supply chains continue to operate and you don't wind up with people eating each other. I would hope state governments are having a contingency plan. What to do if the global banks, the central banks, all come crashing down? What are you going to do? You'd better have an emergency plan. You've got emergency plans for hurricanes and earthquakes and tornadoes and all the rest of it. You'd better have an emergency plan for the collapse of the U.S. government and the Federal Reserve, because it's a very real possibility right now. Here in the United States, latest statistic, 11 million Americans are spending half their income just on rent. Just like the good old days of serfdom. Story coming out, Obama is gutting Medicare under the label of reform. They're going to stop providing hip and knee joint replacements for older people. Because after all, they've got to give that money to Israel for all their new weapons. I mean, you know, come on, it's ridiculous. We'll be right back after these few words.
husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
For over 100 years, radio has been at the forefront of new technology. Ham radio operators around the world will have their annual Field Day event June 25th and 26th. Field Day is the national open house of amateur radio, and you are invited. Come be a part of the science, skill, and service ham radio brings to your community. Find a Field Day site near you at www.arrl.org/fieldday.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we had a caller call into the show, didn't want to go on the air, reminding us that even though Obama's reform of Medicare is going to deny the elderly hip and knee replacements, you can still get a full sex change under Medicare. I'm sorry, at that age, why would you even care anymore? I mean, this gender blurring nonsense is just absolutely out of control. All right, let's get on to Orlando. There are some new developments there. Loretta Lynch is now admitting that federal authorities have lost the Orlando shooter's wife, Noor Salman. She was just here a minute ago. I have no idea what happened. Is anybody looking in Fort Marcy Park? And they're saying she may not even be in the state of Florida anymore. Well, I'm sure that Noor, probably better than anybody, understands this is all a setup. And she doesn't want to get caught in that. Or they're not able to develop the terrorism case, and they just want her to kind of go away. And here's, I mean, this has been a debacle from the beginning. When the shooting happened, they said, this guy did it. It was homophobic. He just hated gays. Then you find out he's gay himself, was a regular customer at the bar, so they couldn't play that card anymore. Oh, it's all about terrorism and you know, all this other stuff, all of which played to Donald Trump. And they don't want to do that. So the latest spin, and first of all, this Omar Mateen is a Hillary Clinton supporter. That doesn't look very good. So the latest propaganda that they've come up with is that Omar Mateen was angry because one of his gay lovers at the club had HIV and didn't tell him. And so, yeah, when you're angry at one individual person for possibly infecting you with HIV, you're going to go in and kill a bunch of others. That doesn't make sense either. But it illustrates the fact they're thrashing around. And it does remind me of that old TV series, Get Smart, was one of Mel Brooks' first successes. And it was a comedy about a spy agency and this very bumbling secret agent called Maxwell Smart. And one of the shtickers they would do in the show was, would you believe? And Smart was captured by the villains of chaos. He said, would you believe these headquarters are surrounded by a crack battalion of commandos? And Siegfried would say, no, I don't believe that. Maxwell Smart, would you believe that there's a squad of police cars out there? And Siegfried would say, no, I don't believe that. Maxwell Smart would say, would you believe there's a Boy Scout out there with a toothless Doberman? And we're seeing it right here. Would you believe it's homophobia? No, wasn't that. Would you believe it's Muslim terror? Wasn't that either. They're just trying to keep this cover-up intact, and it's thrashing around. And it just underscores the fact this is a load of nonsense. Now, here's where it gets a little bit interesting, because there's a police officer who's just gone public. Officer Brandon Cornwell is saying the police were ordered not to go into the club. While the shooting was going on, they were ordered to wait for the SWAT team, which didn't get there for 3 hours. Now, the corporate media is trying to say that, oh, the police were there, they were effective, they were in saving lives, and we've got this officer who was actually there saying, no, we were told not to do anything. Let's see. Let's grab a phone call. Mandy in New York. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I'm just a little bit flabbergasted right now because I tried to post several times a link to a story about an Israeli intelligence spokesperson stating that they don't want ISIS defeated in Syria.
Yes.
And it's been deleted like 6 times. I mean, immediately.
Where did you post it?
Free Thought Project, and another person who I follow who makes public posts, and she's very politically vocal. She has a lot of followers. She has thousands of followers. And it disappears immediately.
Well, unfortunately, these large corporate-owned social media platforms, they're all being compromised. I mean, look at Google's been caught censoring posts about Hillary Clinton. They're all buddy-buddy with Israel over there. They're trying to basically buy up the independent media the way they bought up the corporate media. The thing is, there's too many of us who won't be bought. Thank you for the phone call, Mandy. Got to let you go here. Take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out! That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with a computerized wave ventilation unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the wave unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave ventilation requires no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance wave ventilation unit. Call 888-618-WAVE, 888-618-WAVE, or visit MyDryHome.com. MyDryHome.com.
Ride the wave. Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out! That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with a computerized wave moisture control unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the wave unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave units require no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance wave unit. Call 888-618-WAVE, 888-618-WAVE, or visit MyDryHome.com, MyDryHome.com.
Ride the wave, Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
When all this twist is steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And the story about Orlando continues to deteriorate. It's got more problems with it than the F-35. Now, the Chicago Sun-Times Network actually ran a story about the Orlando attack dated, time-stamped, 6 hours before it actually happened. It's just like when the BBC announced the collapse of Building Number 7 and it was still standing in the background. They jumped the gun by 26 minutes. And the defenders of the orthodoxy are out there screaming that, well, obviously the clock on the Chicago Sun-Times Network, you know, was just off by 6 hours. There's no explanation, except for the fact that Google's automated tracking system picked up and cataloged the story 6 hours before it actually happened. So it just gets worse and worse. And again, it's time for Americans to stand up and say, okay, I accept this government lies to us about everything, and I will not be lied to any longer. and I will not allow my children to grow up under a government that lies to them about everything. Now, getting back to Loretta Lynch, she's caught in a little bit of a bind over Orlando because she's fully on board with the gun grabber agenda. And she's trying to silence people about, you know, this issue about terrorism. And maybe that's another reason why they've changed the story again to this was a revenge killing over AIDS or something like that. But Loretta Lynch literally came on out and said that the best response to terror is compassion, unity, and love. And, of course, we've been dumping white-hot, flaming compassion, unity, and love all over the Middle East for the last 13 years, and that's why the terrorists love us so much. And so now this has prompted calls for Loretta Lynch's resignation for saying something that absolutely stupid. And I agree. Loretta Lynch needs to be replaced with an attorney general who has the courage to come down with some Title 18 indictments. Now, of course, Obama is still out there pushing his gun grabber agenda. And from his point of view, it doesn't matter if it was homophobia or ISIS or terrorism or a revenge killing. It doesn't matter. It's time to take the guns away from Americans and repeal the rights granted in the Second Amendment. There's only one small problem with that. The president cannot repeal the Second Amendment. Only another amendment can do that. Passed by both houses of Congress, signed by the president, and then ratified by three-quarters of the states. You're not going to get that to happen. You're not going to get that to happen. And, of course, everybody is noticing that the gun grabbers are after those military-style weapons. They're just obsessed with them. And we know why. In the event of a confrontation between the government and the people, those are the weapons they are most afraid of. They're not concerned with muzzle loaders and handguns and the rest of it. They want to get rid of the assault weapons, except that they do not figure in most gun crime. They're always the star performer in these mass shootings that have all the earmarks of being a false flag to sell us on the idea of surrendering military-capable weapons to a government that is clearly afraid of the people. But you need to look at the numbers. Okay? Semi-automatic rifles, according to the latest data from the FBI, 2014, were used in 248 homicides. Now, the total number of homicides, 11,961, means that assault-style weapons are used in only 2% of the murders. But the weapons used in the other 98%, the gun grabbers aren't interested in them. Now, going back to data from 2011, here are some statistics you need to keep in mind. In 2011, there were 323 deaths by military-style assault rifles. There were 496 murders committed with hammers. 650 murders committed with kitchen knives. 12,000 people killed by drunk drivers, and 195,000 Americans killed by medical mistakes. You are 600 times more likely to be killed by Obamacare than by a semi-automatic rifle. So why are they so obsessed with this particular style weapon? Because it represents the ability of the people to give the government a reason to leave us alone, which is what the Second Amendment is all about. The gun grabbers like to come on out and say, well, you know, you don't need a 30-round magazine for hunting. And I agree. When I hunted, I used a single-shot muzzleloader. But the Founding Fathers didn't give us the Second Amendment because the deer were coming. Now, as you know, earlier this week, the Senate voted down four gun control laws, none of which would have stopped what happened in Orlando, none of which will ever stop terrorists and false flag artists who are getting their guns from governments. And poor Kim Kardashian came on out. She was so disappointed. We should all support gun bans because otherwise Kim Kardashian will cry. Meanwhile, LGBT gun ownership has skyrocketed. There's a gun range in Florida is now giving free conceal carry permit classes to LGBT applicants. And apparently there's a huge line. And the gun grabbers are out there saying, well, if everybody has guns, it's going to be a bloody shootout. It would have been far, far worse. No, 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 no. Something you need to understand. The idea of allowing Americans to carry concealed is not so that there'll be a mass shootout when the bad guys show up. The idea of arming law-abiding Americans to carry concealed carry is so that the bad guys won't show up in the first place. And time and again, that has been proven. Again, getting back to Kennesaw, Georgia. Honduras has absolute strict gun ban on the general population and the highest per capita murder rate in the world. Switzerland mandates gun ownership, and they have the lowest murder rate per capita in the world. Just think about that. Now, of course, the FBI, fresh from their victory down in Orlando, is at it again over at the Daily Mail. They're reporting on how the FBI has arrested an 18-year-old Indiana man, Akram Musla. Was arrested by FBI agents because he wanted to join ISIS. And the article even admits the FBI has been in contact with this guy for a long time. They targeted him because of some Facebook posts. And they set up another patsy. Now let's talk about immigration, because it is a problem. Story coming out of Investment Watch blog. Released criminal aliens committed 10 times as many crimes as legal American citizens. There are now 4.9 million illegals eligible for amnesty. 716,000 of those are in the battleground voting states where apparently there'll be nothing to prevent them from voting, even though non-citizens are not supposed to vote in American elections. The politicians are laying this country wide open to crime, not to mention contagious diseases that were once eradicated here, just to try and steal elections. Is that wise government? Is it wise leadership? No, it isn't. It's corruption totally, completely out of control. Now, over in New York, where corruption is a way of life, two high-ranking New York Police Department officers were arrested Monday for taking over $100,000 worth of free flights, prostitutes, expensive meals, and other gifts in exchange for providing a private police force for local businessmen. And one of the businessmen was Jeremy Reichberg. And he and these two officers, Deputy Chief Michael Harrington and Deputy Inspector James Grant, were charged with conspiracy to commit honest services wire fraud. And this has also tangled up de Blasio, who's a Clinton supporter. Like attracts like. Let's make our lives simple. Let's count the number of politicians who are not corrupt. Anybody? Anybody? Bueller? Bueller? Got to be my age to get that joke. Meanwhile, this is a little sick. This came out of LiveLeak.com. Apparently down in Alabama, a police officer has been arrested there for forcing a man to, how can I put this so as not to upset the FCC, orally gratify him at gunpoint over a traffic ticket. It's all falling apart. Now, maybe it's this Israeli police training. Or maybe it's prescription psychiatric medication. But something's going on. And here's where it gets a little bit weird. This is out of Russia Today. Apparently, a Department of Homeland Security analyst with a top secret clearance, John Wanky, was caught trying to go into the Homeland Security office where he worked, carrying guns, a gun, a knife, an infrared camera for some reason, pepper spray, two walkie-talkies, and handcuffs. And they're thinking that he was planning violence against the senior staff. So here we have the Department of Homeland Security is apparently not very good at protecting itself. Now, apparently, employees going into that building were subject to random backpack searches, and they just happened to catch this guy. But it does feel like the fabric of our society is starting to unravel, and we know why. It's poverty, greed, corruption, over-medication with psychiatric medications. And it's a mess. We need to not only clean up the money addicts, we need to clean up our entire country. Get rid of all the toxic food additives. Get rid of all the radioactive waste. We need to stop trying to force the rest of the world to be the United States of America and realize the United States of America needs a lot of work. And that's why I think a lot of people resonate with Donald Trump's slogan, Make America Great Again. And it's possible. It'll take work. It'll take time. It'll take commitment. It'll take dedication. Most of all, it will take making the decision to stop mucking about with other people's countries. It'll take the decision to get rid of private central banking and not let the money junkies rule the world for the sake of their own wallets. Now, speaking of their own wallets, you're probably hearing all these stories about how women are treated over in the Middle East and how there's sex slaves and so forth and so on. Well, it turns out it's not just the Middle East. We know Israel's a big sex trafficker, but it turns out right here in the United States of America, over in San Diego, the FBI is estimating their sex trafficking industry is running at about $800 million per year, just shy of a billion. And it was a surprise because the last estimation was only $100 million. You know, it's another little scam. You know, you raise everybody to be resistant to sex and not like sex and everything, and you take sex away from them, and then you sell it back to them. Money junkies like to do that. Take something that's already there, take it away from you, sell it back to you. They're already trying to do that with medical marijuana. They want to sell it to you. They don't want you to grow it for yourself. Now, the FDA has set a new low. They have approved a chewable, fruit-flavored ADHD medication called Adzenys. It's looking and tasting like candy. It's approved by the FDA for children as young as 6 years old. Now remember, this guy who came up with ADHD, Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, admitted shortly before his death it was a completely made-up, fictitious condition to sell these medications with. Now, when I was a kid in school, we didn't have ADHD. We had teachers boring the heck out of me, so I'm going to look out the window and daydream. And a lot of the behavior that is ascribed to ADHD is actually triggered by some of the chemical additives in our food. You are what you eat. And there are things that you can eat that do affect your brain. I mean, first and foremost, obvious example would be coffee. And we're in a society where the products we're buying at the store are harming us, and instead of getting rid of those products, they sell us a cure. We'll make you sick, then we'll sell you the cure. We're rich, you're poor, that's the way it's supposed to be. And just to show you how sick this whole situation is, illegal drug dealers are packaging ecstasy pills with cartoon logos. And selling them to preteens. Now, if it's wrong for the illegal drug dealers to do that, shouldn't it be wrong for the corporate pharmaceutical companies to do that? We're rapidly getting into Aldous Huxley's description of the Brave New World, where everybody is permanently medicated to keep them tranquilized, keep them obedient. They're all fed this tranquilizer called Soma. And what's really scary is fluoridation of water, which has been documented to have zero impact on tooth decay, is a mild tranquilizer. Look at all that the federal government has done. Can you think of anything that you believe is beyond them, past them, that they would somehow find the courage to draw a moral line and say it's wrong for us to put chemicals in the drinking water to make people more obedient? Of course not. If it's available, they're going to use it because they don't believe in democracy. What they want is power and control and empire. And anything that serves that, well, that's a good thing. Anything that doesn't serve it, well, we got to get rid of that here. Okay, we're coming up on a commercial break here. When we come on back, new developments in the world of vaccines. There's yet another movie coming on out questioning about vaccine safety. This is becoming a tidal wave. We'll be right back after these few words.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And yes, our What Really Happened server is underneath hacker attack right now. And I know it's Hillary's people because the target of their DOS attack are these articles. Hillary the Spy, the Clinton Dead Bodies List, the Epic of Clinton Mets. They're not really very, very subtle. And trying to beat them basically off. But they always wait for the radio show because they know I'm a little bit busy and tied up about these things. All righty, let's see. Now then, we're talking about vaccines and vaccine safety. Big stink over the documentary Vaxxed. It was supposed to be scheduled for the Tribeca Film Festival. It was yanked under pressure. Robert De Niro is obviously regretting that decision. He's now working on his own documentary about vaccines and autism. He says there needs to be an open discussion. He has a child that became autistic after being vaccinated. We had some very good friends of ours. Perfectly normal, healthy kid. Six vaccines at once, which has now been shown to be known to be dangerous, kid became autistic. So there's a new video coming on out, and it's called Man-Made Epidemic. It's already debuted in London at the Curzon Cinema in Soho, and it's getting ready for worldwide distribution. And so this is the beginning of a tsunami. People of the world are waking up and realizing that government and corporate media aren't taking care of them. Government and corporate media are taking care of corporations and government at our expense. Another article coming out of Live Leak: autism rates continue to explode as more vaccines are introduced. Now, what they're talking about is not what's going on in the United States. What they're talking about is it was noticed that as new vaccines were brought on, more and more children became autistic. Before this whole vaccine craze began, the mandatory vaccine craze, one out of every 5,000 children in America was autistic. Today, it's up to one out of every 25. This is an absolute crime. Well, apparently over in Asia, under much lobbying and political pressure, they started introducing mandatory vaccination in Asia. And all of a sudden, their autism rates are exploding. And their current autism rates are now 50 times higher than they were back in 2000, 16 years ago. And this crime against children continues to be committed. Because it makes money. That's it. If it makes money, it's good. You know, if we kill a few kids, you know, you need to understand something. The vaccine industry doesn't pay any settlements for the harm their vaccines cause. They were indemnified of all civil liability by the Homeland Security Act. And the government set up a vaccine injury court that is paying out billions of dollars to people damaged by vaccines. You know who picks up that tab? You, the taxpayer. You're paying for the damage these pharmaceutical companies are causing. Now, there's a positive development here. This is taking place up in Massachusetts. And I'll tell you about it as soon as we come back from these few words.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine.
stimulate the release of others like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.